The Nicky Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. We've dropped our prices on hundreds of products. Even more reasons to swap to Aldi today.
Hey, by the way, we've a new name for him. We're going to call him Crash Test Mullen. Carl Mullen is in studio.
I like it.
Yeah, I love this little thing. Why did the stop clock? I think we should keep this here the whole time. Do you like it? The look of it?
I like the look of it, but it's kind of... I've just been told what I need to do, and on paper it doesn't sound that difficult, but... What I've learned from doing this segment is generally that spells disaster and spells, okay, yeah, I'm going to make an absolute fool of myself.
Well, for the purpose of the listeners, the company's called Tarzan Entertainment. That suggests a little bit of either swinging or hanging out of something, I would have thought.
Yes, that's what it looks like.
It's now built in the studio, and it looks pretty impressive.
It really does. I'm looking forward to this.
Are your hands ready? Are your arms ready?
We'll see.
It's 2FM. The Baffling. Blocking my view. It's 20 minutes to midday. It's live in RTE Towers here in 2FM.
RTE.
Art, as Alan says. I'll give us an RTE shout it.
RTE.
There you are. Right, Crash Test Tommy, Crash Test Mullen. Carl is here. Carl, we've made you do some crazy stuff. Let's remind us of some of the stuff that you've enjoyed and not enjoyed.
Hottest chicken wings in the world, Red Bull crashed ice, we've done hell and back,
but you did get your little toes massaged at one point as well.
True mud. I also got my chest waxed at the same time, which wasn't very nice.
But you didn't go for the back sack and crack, did you?
No, well, that's possibly down the line.
That's another one.
We're going to reserve that one for a little later in the year.
Right, before we go into what this is, tell me what you think it looks like and tell me what you think you may have to do.
It kind of looks nearly like if you're on a building site and there's just like a small bit of scaffolding, and there's kind of just a beam going across that's about maybe 4 feet across on top, and then we've got a clock. So that's, yeah, I suppose if you didn't know what was going on.
A building site, it looks just like a gym. It's like a pull-up bar.
That's what it's like.
It doesn't look a building site at all. That's a stop clock and a pull-up bar.
I've never been on a building site.
We're in the studio, Carl.
What are you talking about? We're live on Periscope, by the way. Thank you very much. If you want to tune in, we are live now. So effectively, everybody in the room, we're live on telly, pretty much. Tarzan Entertainment, it is here. You have built it. Patrick, you're very welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Nicky.
So tell us a bit about this now. First of all, what he has to do.
Well, it's, for all intents and purposes, it's a pull-up bar. It's in a gym. You hold on for 100 seconds and you win €100. It's that easy.
That's 100 seconds, €100.
You hold on, underhand grip or overhand grip, for 100 seconds and I will give him €100.
I'm just about to hit the road for Electric Picnic. That would be a very nice €100.
I hope you're not driving, because you won't be. Your arms will be wrecked after this.
Well, 100 seconds, do you reckon?
Yeah, but 100 seconds, that's just over a minute and a half. Is he getting paid by the second? Like, if he holds on for 60 seconds?
No.
He doesn't get 60 quid.
You have to complete 100 seconds to collect the money. So every second you're on the bar, you're earning €1.
Nice one. Okay, and
so it doesn't
seem like to add anything to this. Any incentive?
I'm going to see how hard it is before I decide. Tell me, Patrick, if you don't mind me saying, that doesn't seem hard. Like,
no, it doesn't, but... Again, there's loads of factors against you. When we have this in the street or out in public, the whole crowd's against you. You're doubting yourself out there. And plus, the clock, it's huge, it's red, it's bright, and it's right in your eye line. So the minute you open your eyes, if you have your eyes closed, you're looking at how many seconds you have left. And since I've started talking, we're talking about 15 seconds. It's not that long.
So you do this on the street, Temple Bar. Where else can you do this?
Galway. We do a Bray Air show, Galway races. We might be going to a Montello Bar tomorrow, waiting for Keith to get back to me ASAP.
Come on, Keith, sort it out, man. Sort it out.
Next year, we're trying to get off the street, basically. We're trying to get into festivals like EP next year, if auctions on, any side of family days, concerts, vintage shows, agriculture shows, anything that draws a crowd, anybody's looking for a bit of fun. What we do at Tarzan Entertainment, we're trying to get the physical aspect. So Ireland's in a fitness boom at the minute.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's into the fitness, everybody's doing something. If they're not walking the dog, they're doing a marathon. So it's about challenge yourself on the physical aspect. That's what we're trying to do.
But tell me why it doesn't seem that hard. Obviously it is hard. I mean, people, if you're going to give somebody 100 quid for hanging on for 1 minute and, 100 seconds, 1 minute and 40 seconds, it must be very hard, because you're not going to be dishing 100 quids every night.
Exactly, yeah. Well, this bar isn't a normal bar. It is on two bearings. So what that does is the bar rolls. Now, it does not roll. It only moves if you move. So when you're holding on, the key is to keep still, close your eyes, focus. You know, as I said before, I was telling my sister that we were in Galway and there was a yoga master there. Like, she was like a yoga master. She held
she's
on
like
for
a sensei.
Yeah. She was like a Jedi warrior, I swear. I'm telling you. She held on for like two and a half minutes, no problem. And like, there was about 17, 18 guys there. They were trying to do it. They could not believe
so
it.
So it's not about muscle then. It's about concentration.
Concentration, focus.
Carl, you have no muscle, so that's good.
I have a distinct advantage here because if you remember when we did the chopping through wood,
that was
all about me channeling focusing. My inner unagi. And focusing. That's exactly what I'm going to do now. Okay. That's what I think is going to be.
Well, do you know what, Carl? I'm going to stop you there. We're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
We are going to get ourselves ready for this. We're live on Periscope. You want to watch Carl try and do this?
Unagi.
There it is. Padge, are you going to give us a demo or do you know what? Do you want to give us a demo?
Yeah, I can give them like a 20 second demo just to show them exactly the technique.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to do it there now?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Patrick, about to give us a demo. Then we'll take a break and then Carl will be ready. You don't need any chalk on your hands or anything, no?
Can if you want. I don't have any.
Okay, look at this, man. Tough as nails. Right, he's now hanging. See, he didn't even make the bar roll, Carl.
Look at the focus in the eyes as well.
Look.
I'm not going to be able to use you on this.
Close your eyes.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back in a minute. It's 2FM. He's starting to feel the pain. I can see the pain on his face, but, you know, he's a sensei.
Don't listen, Carl. He's only trying to put you off. Come on, Carl.
Those chicken wings were hot, but doesn't matter. he's gone at 48-point-something seconds.
Give him 49.
We'll give him 49.
Didn't even get halfway.
That was atrocious.
I started laughing.
And that's what they say. It's only 100 seconds. It's only 100 seconds.
But we'll give him, you know what? Let's give you 50 seconds. That's what you got there. You got halfway.
Look there to me, says 51.
No, but that's because he stopped it after you fell.
The bar rolls. And as soon as you start losing your grip and getting more tired, you kind of start to edge forward a little bit and it just starts working itself up more and more and more.
But listen, I did try and make you laugh there. Would you do it again without anybody talking?
I think that was really hard. My forearms and my fingers brutal, started you can't really giving up there. After 30 seconds, I was really, really starting to struggle. It was tough. It'd be a 100 euro.
You're saying
well
you're not doing it again?
I'll try it again. But I want you to do it.
Yeah, what about you, Nicky? How would you do it?
That's a bit rubbish. It's my show, by the way. Last that's a bit rubbish if you're not going to try it again, Cal.
I will put another 100 euro on the plate if Nicky can do it.
I tell you, Nicky, I don't mind if you don't get 100 seconds. I just want you to beat Cal.
Oh!
No, that's too much of a challenge. I'll freak out if I don't. Right, let's do it.
Oh my God.
Live in RTE is Patrick McGrath, Tarzan Entertainment, and we have Nicky Byrne now. He's about to try and beat Carl.
Look, he's gone so focused so quickly. Look.
Okay, hold on, wait. One, two, and we're off. He's focused. If you want to contact us at Tarzan Entertainment, you can contact us on tarzanentertainment@hotmail.com. Big shout out to the Coolie Hickams guys up in Loud.
Where's his tension music on? I got some tension music. There you go.
He is intense.
It reminds me of that scene with Michael Keaton in Batman where he's hanging upside down.
Yeah, he's definitely going to beat him.
He's really going for that.
He really is.
15 seconds going, you better. Come on, Nicky.
Is he asleep? I think he's asleep.
He must be in the gym.
He's in.
I bet you Jenny
he's
would be
zoning
in
out.
He was here.
He is. He's here. This is.
You can go live on Periscope right now. If you check out 2FM's Twitter page at RTE2FM or at MBShow2FM, you can watch this live on Periscope. Click on your phone.
I shouldn't make him
and
laugh.
And see Zen Master Nicky Byrne.
I think they're casting for a new Star Wars movie. He could be Jedi Master.
This is very impressive. This is mightily impressive.
Well done.
101. Nicky Byrne.
I still have 100 euro in my pocket. That's all I'm worried about.
I tell you what, as soon as you move, it starts to
the
twist.
The minute you move.
As soon as you move, there's no coming back from it.
Forearms and the fingers get you good.
It's hard. So what's the record?
2:43.
Who did that?
I don't know his name.
Irish guy though, yeah?
Irish guy, yeah.
Down in where? In Galway or somewhere?
No, he was in Dublin.
Was he? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So how do people get in touch to do this, Patrick? Tarzan Entertainment. I think this would be great now if you're having a party, even in the house or anywhere, or an event, everyone's going to want to try and do this.
Any carnival, function, concert, any private parties, anything at all that kids are going to draw a crowd, you want a bit of fun, you contact me, Tarzan Entertainment. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, tarzanentertainment@hotmail.com. Nicky's going to tweet us, RT's going to tweet us, we're going to be on Facebook. So, if you want us, get in contact.
Excellent. I need to, I suppose, offer up. I will be a gracious loser. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Cal.
Well done.
Are your fingers as sore as mine?
I'm in terrible agony. If you could turn off the mic so I can scream.
Patrick?
Yeah, just to let you know, this isn't the only challenge we have. We've got a couple of challenges. We've probably got between 6 and 8 challenges, but between this and we've got the Monkey Step challenge as well. So it's not just down to the Gorilla Grip challenge, you know. We have other aspects of the company, not just this. That's all.
Yeah, you were talking about some swing. We couldn't fit it in here, though.
Yeah, the ladder swing. It's probably better cracked than this, and it's way more challenging.
I beat Nicky on the swing.
Yeah, thanks very much, Carl. Well done. See you next. I can't even clap my hands. Here's.